Good morning. It's April 26th, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In a turn of events that has reignited discussions around legal fairness and the hashtag MeToo movement, New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, citing a crucial error by the trial judge in allowing testimony from unrelated witnesses about alleged sexual behavior. The Court of Appeals of New York has mandated a new trial, throwing a spotlight on the complexities of legal procedures in high-profile cases. The background of this case is rooted in Weinstein's 23-year prison sentence, handed down for sexually assaulting a former production assistant in 2006 and raping an aspiring actress in 2013. Additionally, Weinstein is serving a separate 16-year sentence in California for a 2013 rape, highlighting the breadth of legal challenges he faces across states. The decision to overturn the conviction has sent shockwaves through the hashtag MeToo movement, which saw Weinstein's initial exposure as a catalyst for a broader reckoning with sexual misconduct in various industries. This movement has fundamentally altered the conversation around power dynamics and accountability, making the court's recent decision all the more significant. Prosecutors are now faced with the decision of whether to pursue a new trial in New York, a move that could potentially reaffirm the legal system's stance against sexual misconduct or further complicate the narrative around accountability and justice. Meanwhile, Weinstein's ongoing sentence in California remains unaffected, ensuring he remains behind bars, irrespective of the New York case's outcome. This development has not only captured the attention of media outlets worldwide, but has also sparked a renewed debate on the legal and societal mechanisms in place to address and prevent sexual misconduct. As the case continues to unfold, its implications for the hashtag MeToo movement and the broader discourse on justice and accountability in cases of sexual assault remain profound and far-reaching. In a crucial diplomatic mission, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken lands in China with the heavy task of navigating through the choppy waters of U.S.-China relations, especially against the backdrop of China's alleged support for Russia's weapons production amid the Ukraine conflict. This visit marks a significant effort to address some of the most pressing issues straining the ties between the world's two largest economies. Blinken's agenda is packed with high-level meetings, including talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and a potential meeting with President Xi Jinping. The focus is clear: to urge China to cease its support for Russia's defense sector. This visit isn't just about diplomatic discussions. It's a critical attempt to steer the relationship away from further conflict and towards a more stable footing. The discussions aren't limited to Russia's war in Ukraine. They extend to territorial disputes in the South China Sea and the sensitive issue of U.S. support for Taiwan. China's outrage over U.S. aid to Taiwan underlines the delicate balance Blinken must maintain during his talks, navigating through issues that are core to China's territorial and sovereign interests. Despite the concerted efforts to ease tensions and find common ground, the atmosphere remains tense with no immediate plans for sanctions on Chinese banks. This underscores the complex nature of U.S.-China relations, where economic interdependencies clash with geopolitical rivalries. The outcome of these discussions could be a turning point. As Blinken engages with Chinese leadership, the world watches closely. The results of these talks could significantly shape the trajectory of future U.S.-China relations, determining whether the two powers can find a path to coexistence or if tensions will escalate further. In a pivotal moment for the European Union, French President Emmanuel Macron took the stage at Sorbonne University in Paris, calling for a profound shake-up to fortify the bloc's sovereignty, strength, and security. His speech, delivered on April 25, 2024, underscored the urgency of preventing Europe from weakening or being overtaken in the coming decade. Macron's vision for the EU includes a common defense strategy, a reevaluation of trade policies, and an uptick in investment in crucial technologies. He pinpointed these measures as essential for the EU's future resilience and competitiveness. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz was quick to express his support for Macron's proposals, highlighting the indispensable role of Franco-German cooperation in bolstering Europe's position on the global stage. This endorsement underscores the shared commitment to a stronger, more unified Europe. The timing of Macron's speech is strategic, aimed at rallying support for his party ahead of the upcoming European elections. It's a calculated move to counter the rising tide of right-wing populism, which poses a significant challenge to the EU's unity and values. However, Macron's ambitious agenda for the EU faces hurdles, not least of which is his waning personal popularity and the potential limitations on his influence within the European Parliament. These challenges could impact the realization of his vision for a reinvigorated and sovereign European Union. In a recent move that has heightened tensions on the global stage, Russia vetoed a United Nations Security Council resolution that sought to prevent the militarization of space. This resolution, co-proposed by the US and Japan, aimed to establish a ban on weapons of mass destruction in outer space and set up compliance checks for countries to adhere to. The backdrop of this story involves serious accusations from the United States against Russia, alleging the development of a satellite equipped with a nuclear device. This stands in stark contrast to Russian President Vladimir Putin's denial of such activities. In an effort to counter the US-Japan proposal, Russia, along with China, put forward an amendment focusing solely on the prohibition of weapon placements in outer space. Unfortunately, this amendment failed to gain the necessary support. The crux of the matter lies in the potential breach of the Outer Space Treaty by Russia, as claimed by the US. The deployment of nuclear weapons in orbit, according to the US, would not only violate this treaty, but also pose a significant threat to satellite services crucial for various global operations. The veto of this resolution by Russia has significantly escalated tensions between the two nations, raising concerns about the future security of outer space. Expressing deep disappointment, the U.S. ambassador to the UN lamented the missed opportunity to prevent the dire consequences of nuclear proliferation in space. This incident underscores the ongoing challenges faced by international fora in making headway on space security, with Russia's opposition marking a significant roadblock in these efforts. In a harrowing turn of events, Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin, held captive by Hamas for nearly 200 days, has surfaced in a distressing video. The footage not only showcases his severe injuries, but also includes a poignant critique of the Israeli government, alongside a personal appeal to his parents to endure this nightmare. This development sheds light on the grim reality of hostages in conflict zones and the complex geopolitical tensions at play. Goldberg Polin's video has stirred emotions worldwide, revealing the extent of his suffering and his plea for resilience to his parents. His message, urging them to stay strong and survive, underscores the personal toll of geopolitical conflicts on individuals and their families. In response, his parents issued a heartfelt appeal for a deal that would secure the freedom of all hostages, expressing their relief at seeing evidence of their son's survival despite the dire circumstances. The Israeli military has condemned the release of the video as an act of psychological terror, attributing it to the cruelty of Hamas. This statement reflects the broader context of the conflict, which has seen 129 captives remain in the Gaza Strip, with 34 reported deaths among them. The initial onslaught by Hamas not only claimed approximately 1,200 lives, but also led to the abduction of around 250 Israelis and foreigners, leaving many families in limbo. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas has not only resulted in a devastating death toll, but has also precipitated a humanitarian crisis, with fears of a ground assault intensifying. Moreover, the situation has been further complicated by diplomatic tensions between the U.S., Western allies, and Israel, particularly concerning military strategies in Rafah and illegal settlement activities in the West Bank. Efforts to broker a ceasefire and facilitate the release of hostages have hit a deadlock, highlighting the intricate web of political, military, and humanitarian challenges that define this crisis. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.